Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Coming up on the show today, romance, relationship milestones, and your first kiss. It's all coming up in just a minute.
Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer.
Ach, ja.
I heard an interesting story over the weekend.
What's that?
This fellow told me about this guy who was a bird breeder.
Yeah.
He was showing off some of his prized birds to some visitors to his bird sanctuary.
Uh-huh.
And he came up to the first cage. He said, "Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like you to see this. I'm very proud of it. It's a cross between a chicken and a turkey."
Chicken and a turkey?
We call it a turkey.
Turkey.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense.
He went to the next cage. He says, "This, ladies and gentlemen, is a cross between a chicken and a goose. We call it a choose."
I see. I can see the logic there.
Mm-hmm. And he goes, "This in the final cage is my masterpiece."
Hmm.
He goes, "This is a cross between a pheasant and a duck. We call it George."
That, of course, is where the expression came, giving someone the bird.
Of course.
Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
Tom, I have an issue that I'd like to raise real quick. Tribute bands can be fantastic. They can be really great. I was recently invited to go see, have you guys heard of Brit Floyd?
No. Yeah.
A tribute band.
Yeah, yeah.
Pink Floyd. I have a problem with Brit Floyd. I don't like when these British people try to take the music of great American bands and do it themselves.
I agree.
It gets old.
You're here.
It misses something. I don't know why you. This is upsetting me. I don't know why you're laughing.
Okay, sorry. We were talking about my adventure the other morning. Early Sunday morning, I went into CVS. Not too far from my house, and I had to return something. I had purchased a product, and it was defective. And I walked in there, and I couldn't find anybody. And I walked around, and I went down every aisle. I'm looking around. I couldn't find a single person working there.
Sometimes it feels apocalyptic, doesn't it?
So I finally just walked over to the place where the thing was, and I took a new one, and then I put the old one by the cash register, and then I bought some gum with the self-serve, and I left.
Gross.
What?
You returned an enema?
No.
This didn't quite do the trick.
Oh, no.
It wasn't a fleet enema, was it? That's a workhorse of the industry.
And I got a fleet of fleets.
Yeah.
So that's where this letter comes in. This comes to us from Mr. Butcher. He writes, "I listened to your segment about CVS. I wanted to see if it was true that sometimes no cashiers can be found in the store. So last night at 8:30, I popped in to grab some cold medication for my husband." Ms. Butcher, excuse me. The parking lot was empty except for one car. I walked in. It was eerily quiet. The pharmacy, of course, was already closed. I went to look for the cold medication. The longer I was reading the labels looking for certain meds, the creepier and creepier it became.
Yes.
I finally found what I was looking for and made my way to the front. As I rounded the corner of an aisle, an older gentleman with what was left of scraggly white hair was standing right there.
Oh.
It scared the crap out of me. I picked up my step. I saw no cashier. Went to the self-checkout. While rigging myself up, I thought, this dang thing won't work, and then what'll I do? It did. I hightailed it out of there, and I'm wondering, where do the cashiers go?
Where do they go?
What are they doing? Was that a real person or a ghost? Thank you, Miss. That's from Sherry. Sorry, Sherry. I got your name wrong.
Man.
I mean, it's hard to get employees, I guess.
Yeah.
And with the self-checkout, I mean, I'm not kidding. There wasn't, as I was leaving, at least eight people were walking in, and I just looked back, and they're all looking around like, hey, hello.
I know, man. It's
so true.
It's like common. It's super common that this happens now.
But it's okay with the self-checkout. Yeah. Unless sometimes with self-checkout, you hit the wrong thing, and the next thing you know, you're stranded.
Yeah, but how many people are walking in there and just taking what they want and walking out the door?
Well, I wasn't taking anything. I was right.
I'm not
swapping.
Accusing you. I am just saying.
It's not okay.
No.
Someone should be there.
Well, and I read that story also because, do you want to do the story right now about the taco sauce?
Yeah. Hold on.
This is pretty funny, and I've been wondering about this sort of thing a lot lately.
A man in Florida is accused of using taco seasoning packets to steal $40,000 worth of trading cards. According to Florida Attorney General James Utmeyer's office, the 39-year-old was arrested after he allegedly committed 75 thefts at multiple Target locations across his state. Investigators believe the man would grab large boxes of trading cards and an equal number of 99-cent taco seasoning packets. At the self-checkout line, he allegedly paid only for the seasoning packets before leaving the store with the cards that he resold on eBay. He reportedly generated almost $40,000 in revenue, and he now faces charges of organized retail theft, dealing in stolen property, and money laundering.
But his wife got sick of tacos every night.
Yeah. Honey, you like your new coat or not?
You know how many tacos I had to pay for? Yeah. You know?
That's interesting because Target usually does have a person right there.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Well, not just that. They're pretty good at like, oh, you didn't put the lettuce in the bag, and they come over and they replay it, and it shows you moving the lettuce into the bag.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Or they'll be like, oh, you have items under your cart. It's like, how do you know that?
Yeah.
Like, they seem pretty on it. Huh. For, maybe I'm just not a good stealer.
Well, I don't, your brain probably doesn't function that way.
I think the word you want there is thief.
Nope, stealer.
Okay.
This is, I don't know, it just seems so funny to me that he did this over and over and over and over again.
Man.
$40,000 worth of these cards. So, but just the, I guess that's the latest. I don't know how they control that.
I'm wondering, now that I think about it, I'm wondering if he scanned the 99-cent taco seasoning and then put the box of trading cards on the
Oh, because they weigh the same.
Because they weigh the same.
Oh, that's what it is. And then he would leave the taco.
He would leave the taco. That's how I think it'd work.
See, this is the script for Ocean's 12.
Yeah.
Well, you write this, Christy. You nailed it. That's how. Now I get it.
Okay. Yeah, that would make sense.
It's all on weight.
So this is like the thing in Indiana Jones where he walks up.
The sand.
And he has to get it.
And they weigh the same, and he pulls them out. But I guess he gets it wrong, right? Because isn't that when the...
It doesn't work.
No.
Yeah, he thinks it does.
Just a second. And then the giant granite ball Boulder. Comes coming at him. Yeah.
So are people going to the grocery stores, dishonest people, and they scan the bag of I don't know something cheap, and then they swap the lobsters in there?
I hope not.
Yeah, they plan on that happening. Like they budget a certain amount of money in their yearly budget for theft.
Is that
actually ends up being cheaper than
hiring people to check you out?
But. Don't do it. You don't need to be a scumbag.
No. Yeah, I'm not suggesting you become dishonest.
Right.
Follow the rules.
See, you nailed it. I didn't put that together, Christy. Explains the taco. So perhaps the wife wasn't getting tacos.
No, she wasn't. Now she's upset.
Or maybe every once in a while, hey, for God's sake, could you just leave one thing of cards and bring home some taco stuff? or find something that weighs the same as Hamburger Helper.
Now, there's a long storied history on the show about Tomisms. Tom, would you care to explain when you can't think of a word?
I have trouble thinking and talking at the same time, so this was a terrible choice for a semi-career.
Right.
But what, like what happens? You're trying to get something across, and you can't think of a particular thing, and you say, you know, the black things that go around the wheels in your car when you can't think of the word tires. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, this is the first time I think we have a visual Tomism. This is from Jen in Ohio. She says, a fellow Ohioan, I just can't remember the name of this vegetable. And she sent us this picture. And there it is. It says salad cookies over a pile of cucumbers.
Sliced cucumbers.
Yep.
That's hilarious.
Salad cookies.
Salad cookies.
You know, fool me once.
Yeah. By the way, there isn't a kid out there that's going to walk up to that, see the sign that says salad cookies, and not look up and go, this is a scam.
Uh-huh.
This is how children find out that adults don't know everything. How dare you call that a cookie?
This is, they're pretty thick. How would you say, half an inch?
They were pretty thick.
Are they too thick?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So you guys would be cutting those thin.
Way too thick. Yeah.
We do those every night before dinner.
Cukes?
Yeah, sliced, like chips, sliced cucumbers.
Yeah, really?
Paprika. Do you use one of those things that go...
Like, mandolin?
Thank you. Mandolin? That cut people's fingers off a lot of times.
You know, mandolin, but you don't know thief. You are an enigma.
Wait a minute.
Sometimes people use different words.
You mean a peeler?
For humor.
It's not a peeler. You call that a peeler?
A potato peeler, the thing that has the two blades and the...
No. You don't use that, do you?
You peel the cucumber and then you slice
it. Oh, you do?
You peel your cucumbers?
Yeah, you don't eat the skin.
Yeah, you do.
I would say 90% of the people eat the skin.
And that's why we have the situation we have right now.
You know what? He made it right.
Dear Bob and Tom Show, I remember Tom talking many, many times about wanting to put a camera in a football.
Yep.
Yeah. Boy, I saw a camera in a puck yesterday. I got very dizzy.
Tom,
watching the video.
Get a load of this camera in a puck.
Oh, my gosh.
There it is. It's actually a hollowed out puck, and they put a in there and screw it down, and then the hockey team.
Oh, boy.
He's looking at the camera in the puck right now, and they throw it down on the ice. Whoa. And
it's all fine until they shoot at the net.
Yeah.
I'm already dizzy.
Yeah. That's so cool.
That's so cool is his response.
There he goes. He passes to the other guy.
Yep.
But yeah, I got pretty dizzy when they started shooting at the net.
Because my thought was eventually they'll have some kind of technology that as it spins, the camera will either stay still or it will counter their actual spinning in real time digitally and freeze it.
Kind of done it for the football. I think that exists, but they haven't really utilized
it. We were talking about this because the coverage of the Olympics was just breathtaking. It was so great.
I would see that as the camera in the puck, not on the top, but in the, like, looking out of the thin part. So you see where the puck is going.
Yeah, no, that was
rather than
top.
Looking at somebody's face.
Eventually they'll have.
You think?
Five of them, yeah.
Wow.
But, I mean, can you imagine if it was in a football and you see the football going up and as it's approaching the receiver? It'd be amazing.
I don't think that would enhance my enjoyment of watching the game.
Same with the just a lark. They're not going to actually do that.
Have to put like a gyroscope in the...
That's exactly
mounted to a gyroscope inside the football.
Right.
Yeah.
Or... I'm saying, if the visual was spinning around, couldn't another computer unscramble it?
Yes.
Yeah, probably. I think that's what they're...
Which leads me to this, Jeff Oskey.
Yes,
you're
sir.
A man of a certain age.
Yeah.
And I'm sure when you came up, with your... Did you have the kind of cable TV that had the porno channel that was scrambled?
Yeah.
And like, and every once in a while, you'd get like a freeze frame of a boob.
Oh, yeah.
It was so rad.
Do you think that... I've always wondered about this. If there's some guy that's how they were trained at age 13 or whatever, and to this day, if they see that scrambled thing all of a sudden.
Bonerville?
Yeah.
The answer is no.
No, but you're really good at noticing what everything is.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
When you watch it again. You're
it
like,
made me
oh,
way
yeah,
better
at boop.
Maybe way better at those magic eye posters.
I love those. And Tom, I want to scare you whenever I can. So this is, I'm not sure where this marina is, but someone posted this on X this morning. It's a great white shark just swimming around a marina.
Oh, my God. Ooh, that's a huge one.
It looks massive, and
yeah,
I can't even.
Oh, no.
It's hard to chill on the dock when that thing's going by.
Right?
Wow.
It's awesome.
That's amazing.
That's got to be, what, 10 feet?
Hey kids, go ahead and come up the ladder real quick.
Yeah. Oh, let's go up here, have lunch.
Yeah, okay. We got popsicles.
There we go. Yeah.
It's interesting because there are no boats there. So I wonder if it's...
Well, I don't think you can see
out of
them. There are boats
out of season?
Yeah.
Wow. That's terrifying.
Yeah, that's pretty wild.
Oh, there's some boats.
There's one. Okay, there is one there. Oh, there's two of them there. Sorry. Okay. Wow.
Boy, that's a beautiful... Beautiful animal.
Beautiful shark.
But you accidentally fall in. I mean, chances are you accidentally fall in, it swims off.
Right.
But.
I don't know.
Yeah, why? No, I'm not
that
taking
the. That looks terrifying.
I think I Pat, was, looks Pat was more upset.
I am worried.
I'd reach down and try to pet it.
You and I are idiots when it comes to animals.
I know, right?
We had that. Remember that story we had not too long ago where the guy did that and the guy bit his hand off?
Well, you could get his dorsal fin because he's already passed you.
See, I have the same instincts Christy has.
Yes. Well, I was going for the dorsal when I slipped.
Right.
No, it wasn't diabetes. It was a great one. Good morning. This is from Dave in Warren, Ohio.
All right.
Named after, of course, the Warren Report.
I think Dave Grohl's from Warren, Ohio. Go ahead.
My wife was doing some early spring cleaning and dusting. She said, could you please come in and move the sand globe?
Sand globe.
Anyone want to figure out what
could a sand globe be?
He goes, I have no idea. I walk in, oh, you mean the hourglass.
Oh.
Okay.
Don't you love an hourglass?
How big is her hourglass?
I was just God.
It must be one of those giant ones.
Oh, yeah. I had a friend that had a real tall one that sat like next to their couch.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you know what time it would, like, was it like it 12 hours?
I just assumed it was my friend's mom's life.
Oh.
And once it ran out, she died.
Oh, no. before they had the digital one?
Yeah. That's that was actually motivated.
Yeah, could you get your ashes in a hourglass for your family to play like games with?
You'd have to mix. I don't think ashes would fall the way sand does.
Oh, you'd have to mix
Maybe
them.
You'd have to mix it in.
The way.
Dude, that'd be interesting.
That would be.
If anyone out there has done that, please write. We want
to
know.
So would you make it last as long as, like if she lived to be 73, would you make it take 73 years to go down?
No, 73 seconds. So you could use it for a game.
Oh.
Yes, so you'd be.
Hey, you want to play Mom's Dead again?
I love that game.
No, let's go down to the marina and look at the great white shark.
That's how she left.
Yeah.
Well, that's why we only have like half a body's worth of ashes because, you know, the others were digested. Okay, well, we love getting your mail. And as you can see, it takes us all kinds of directions. And you can always email us. It's Bob and
Tom. I still want to know what Orson Bean knows about an orgasm that I don't, okay?
I'm not kidding.
I've never had any complaints.
I think the book is called, I'll have to look it up, I think it's called Orgone and Me.
Well, Chick, I had a lovely time, but you're no Orson Bean.
Son of a... Get Bean out here!
Orson Bean was a famous game show contestant, I guess. Kind of in the
I think he was on the X-Files for the
I think he did show up.
Yeah, a couple of times.
These are sort of the early days of
game shows,
But
Kitty
yeah.
Carlisle and Orson Bean.
People who are famous for now, I guess it's like reality show people.
I guess.
Like Colby from Survivor has kind of had a career.
And Peggy Cass, was she on there?
Yes.
Yeah.
But she was an actress, wasn't she? She was in that great show with the monkeys.
That great show with the monkeys.
Not the monkeys, sorry, with the chimpanzees. Was it like the marquee chimps?
I want to say like, or Bobby Borisini's chimps or something.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Nothing's funnier than shows that have chimpanzees dressed up wearing shoes and smoking.
Oh, my God.
And I know we can't do this anymore because it's politically incorrect. Come on.
What about the monkeys that like to smoke?
Yeah.
That's not abuse.
Man, remember that one they had to put signs up, stop giving the chimpanzees cigarettes?
Yes, please.
We've come a long way.
Baby. Would it be really great if after a while you walk by the chimpanzee cage and you see one of the boy chimps light up two and hand one to
Oh, man.
The baller move.
Oh, I thought you were going to say they pulled out a can of Zens and popped one out.
That might be the case now.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.